Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And it's just a gorgeous day here today. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you.
I have a trivia question for you.
All right. I love the trivia questions.
True or false? Today is an excellent day to take your dog on a walk.
I'm going to say true.
Aha. Always going to be the right answer.
Yes.
Well,
what did I win?
The
chance to hear the rest of the show. Fantastic.
You get to play that sound effect that you had last week.
Oh,
your favorite one.
This one?
Stupid!
Yeah.
You're so stupid!
That's your prize.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
So we do have some... A trivia question today, dog breed trivia. Last week, I asked a trivia question about the show itself. I asked for listeners to name one of my dogs, and it was either the name or the breed. And I can't remember who it was that called in, but she got two out of the three, and that was excellent. So... she got herself $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. So that's what we've got up for grabs today again. And we'll be doing that in the second segment. So in probably 10 or 15 minutes, we'll be doing that trivia question. So
get your dialing fingers ready.
Yeah, get your fingers warmed up.
Or
and
dialing paws, as the case may be.
Pull over, yeah,
yes.
If you're driving. And it's a pretty... easy question this week. It's just about dog breeds. So we'll just be taking the first person to get them right. We'll mail you out $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers and also a Dog Talk Show car sticker, of course. So get ready for that. Second segment, Dog Talk Show trivia.
The super cool Dog Talk Show.
It's car stickers.
Car stickers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be just a car sticker. You can put it on pretty much anything that'll hold a sticker.
It is waterproof and weatherproof.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had mine on since I got the sticker. And it's doing pretty good.
Yeah. And therefore, it's
on my car.
It's got to be slobber-proof and urine-proof, probably,
exactly.
Too.
Urine-proof, yes. I don't know if I told you this, but I actually saw a... saw one of the stickers on a car.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. And then continued to follow the person. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Well, Eric, so much to talk about, as always. Going to talk about, I started in on this at the end of last week's show, but I wanted to continue this topic of dog development, puppy development, and adolescence. Going to talk a little bit about my adolescent dog, Levi, the cattle dog, also known as Wowie.
Wowie.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Just because.
Dog names just happen.
Yeah.
It happens. he's a year and I think 3 months old. He's an Australian cattle dog. And he's something else. So, and we've been learning about what works best for him and kind of catching ourselves making mistakes, too, as we do. So... talk a little bit about him, talk about puppy development. And it's interesting timing because I just noticed before the show today, down there in Lohmann's Plaza.
Which is close by to the studios here.
Very close by. I can see it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
In Bellevue, Lohmann's Plaza, there's a pet store.
There is indeed.
Yeah. And they sell puppies, Eric. And that's not my favorite thing.
I haven't shopped there.
Good. So I got the names of the breeders. I asked the gentleman in the store where they got their puppies. And I got the names of the breeders. And I don't know what these names are. There was no website. There was no phone number. It was just a name and address. So I wrote them down. Shockingly, it's Minnesota and Iowa.
So they ship the puppies all the way from yes. Minnesota and Iowa, all the way out here.
Yes. Now, this is...
Can't be good for the puppies.
No. This is the sort of the classic case of puppy mill issue.
Uh-huh.
Midwest. You know, it's... I'm coming in swinging today, Eric. I just went in the store before the show, and it's like, oh. I was like, oh, no. Fish and Pets, I hope they don't sell dogs. And sure enough, there was just pens of puppies in there.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about puppy development and perhaps why that's not the best thing for dogs. One of the many reasons why. And I'm going to look up the names of these breeders and then report back to my listeners about what I find out.
Reputable or not?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you no, but I need to find out exactly why. So... Because what breeder is going to just ship a baby across the country to some store? That's not how it works.
Yeah.
I'm also going to talk to some breeders, I think, like breeders that are involved with the Seattle Kennel Club.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle Kennel Club dog show is coming up in several months in March. It's an excellent event. And kind of talk to some breeders who are really into breeding, reputable breeders, and maybe get some information and input from them as well as to why they don't choose to ship their puppies to be sold at pet stores.
Yeah.
But people, please do not buy puppies from pet stores. Either adopt a dog, or if you're going to get a purebred puppy, get a dog from a local breeder. Ideally, a facility that you can go to and visit yourself. And see the conditions that the puppies are kept in. A lot of that is just gut feeling. Is it clean? Is it not clean? Do they have a separate place to go potty? are they getting interaction? Are they in a place where there's sounds and all this kind of stuff that they can get used to?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to get a dog, if it's like a more rare breed and you have to get a dog from somewhere else and you can't go fly there, make sure that you get in touch with local breed clubs, local kennel clubs, and get references from reputable breeders who will tell you who will, you know, if you can't go, ask somebody who knows.
Yeah. It does make me wonder, when they're shipping the puppies, is it, you know, just say like in a truck, like they ship like, you know, I don't know, the tube socks or something, and then they just, you know, pull up and unload a big crate of puppies?
I'm assuming that they fly them.
Okay.
But that's a good question. Yeah. I'm actually not sure whether they're... I'm assuming that they're flown, which is an issue in and of itself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a good question, too. And on the Dog Talk Show website, www.dogtalkshow.com, all of our past shows are archived in the podcast section.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how podcast is now spelled, Eric?
Is it P-A-W-D?
Yes, it is.
Cast? Yay.
Podcast, Eric's famous idea last week. So you can check out any past shows on the website, www.dogtalkshow.com. They're all listed there. Click on the podcast page. It'll bring up all the shows over the past 8+ months. So you can scroll down and look for a specific show, specific author, specific organization, topic, etc. We've had some really wonderful guests and some wonderful shows so far. So if you missed any parts of any shows, go back and I don't think I can listen to it, but the first show is also on there, which is my radio debut. So if you want to hear, I hope I sound different than I did then, but I was so nervous. So you can also listen to that show too. I have a stack of books in front of me that I need to read. We've got some authors coming up as guests, starting probably in November. I think November is going to be like author month. I have some awesome books that I'm excited to read. I've got an interview scheduled with Dr. Michael Fox, author of Not Fit for a Dog, which is about the pet food industry.
Uh-huh.
A new book about the pet food industry. He's going to be on the show November 4th. And so that'll give me time to read the book, and really looking forward to talking with him. I just got two other books. A book called...
I'm surprised his last name isn't Katz, to tell you the truth.
I know. I know.
It's Fox. It's great. It's appropriate.
Yeah.
Write a dog book.
Yeah. One of these days, someone's going to come up with a last name who's just... Their last name's just Dogs.
Right, right.
D-O-G-Z.
There you go. Cats,
yeah. So The Modern Dog by Stanley Coren. And he wrote The Intelligence of Dogs, which is one of the first dog books that I read when I was in high school. And so he's got a book out, The Modern Dog, How Dogs Have Changed People and Society and Improved Our Lives. Really looking forward to reading that book. Going to have him on the show in November-ish probably too. And then I also have another book called Inside of a Dog, What Dogs See, Smell, and Know by Alexander Horowitz. So Inside of a Dog by Alexander Horowitz, The Modern Dog by Stanley Coren, and Not Fit for a Dog by Dr. Michael Fox. He co-authored. There's a couple other authors on that book as well, Not Fit for a Dog. But if you want to check those books out and have already read them by the time I interview the authors, then you can do that and give you a heads up on that. We've got some great interviews coming up. Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask a dog breed trivia question. First caller to call in and get it right gets $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. The number to call is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Do you long for an inspired life? Would you like some new ideas to get you started and keep you going? Join Jeanette Dames, Angel Therapy Practitioner, Tuesdays at noon on The Soul's Edge for joyful ways to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Feed your soul, relax your mind, raise your spirit, and connect your angels. Tuesdays at noon here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Again, that's The Soul's Edge every Tuesday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Conscious living for conscious people. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And also, too, this show, I'm going to talk about the Super Nanny. And Eric, you seem vaguely familiar with the Super Nanny, but
yeah,
why might the Super Nanny why might the Super Nanny be a good dog trainer?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. She's training kids, I guess, on this show. Isn't there a show, come to think of it, where they've got like some super dog trainer lady?
Yes.
Oh, it's called The Dog Talk Show, of course.
Right.
But isn't there like also a TV show where there's some British lady barking at dogs?
I think it's Me or the Dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I've seen clips of that.
Mm-hmm. And then there's, of course, the dog whisperer.
Yes.
Which, same deal.
I've got an uncle that shouts at goats. I don't know.
Nice.
Maybe he can
the
get a show,
the goat whisperer.
Too. Yes.
So, trivia question. Name three dog breeds that are herding dogs in the herding group.
Okay.
Give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. First caller to name three dogs in the herding group. Three herding breeds.
This is an easy one.
I think so.
I think we've talked about at least all, you know, at least three or four herding breeds on the show here, probably in the last couple weeks.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three dogs in the herding group, and the first person to give me three dogs in the herding group will get $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. So we'll see what we get from that. I know I can... There's a lot of dog breeds. I'll say this once we get a contestant and we've given it away, but...
Mm-hmm.
There are some dog breeds that you wouldn't think were herding dogs.
Really? Like Dachshunds?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a Dachshund.
I'd like to see them do some herding.
She is not a herding dog.
Okay.
So it looks like we've got some callers coming
well,
in
name,
here.
Well, I guess we've
no,
got to
No, I'm
wait.
Not
we,
giving
we
away the answers
yet.
Yeah. No.
I'm right. So you were saying about the Super Nanny here?
Well... We've got...
We're waiting on information here on our caller. So, and we do have a lot of calls coming in.
We do have a lot of calls coming in.
Which is great. Which is great. We'll take those calls here momentarily. But I just wanted to get back to this Super Nanny thing. Because you just threw that out in the air. Like, why would the Super Nanny be a good dog trainer?
Well, I think it's... I'm going to explain what I saw from an episode.
Okay.
And how it was, like, perfect for what a lot of people deal with their dogs, you know, in following through and what they typically have to do in order to get their dogs to like finally comply or so finally accept.
There's not always a parallel line there between what, you know, how you should raise a child and how you should raise a dog. I mean, they can be very different, but in some instances, then possibly there could be a connection there.
Yep. And it's important to, know that like there are a lot of ways where there are some parallels.
Yeah.
You know, following through. It's like kind of dogs are kind of like 2-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a lot of ways where dogs are not like kids, and one of those examples is the idea of comforting.
Mm-hmm.
Comforting a dog, they just don't get it. If a dog is upset or nervous or aggressive or something like that, and if you tell them, shh, it's okay, you're okay, and you're patting them, and that basically ends up looking like praise.
Oh, okay.
So you're kind of reinforcing the behavior that
you don't want.
Yeah.
Huh.
As opposed to comforting the dog out of it. But if a child was scared, and Halloween is coming up, so I suppose this... You know, a child gets freaked out by something, then typically what you'll do is, you know, let them know that they're okay and hug them and, and you know, show them physical comfort. But it just doesn't really translate to dogs. So
dogs don't like to be tucked in either. I've noticed that.
Well, my dachshund likes to be tucked in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Most dogs are just
she
like,
tucks herself in.
Off.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so.
But dachshunds are known for that.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've got... Dawn on line one, who's going to answer the trivia question. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
So
I have some herding dogs.
All right, three of them.
Okay, Australian cattle dog.
Yes.
Shetland sheepdog.
Good one.
Belgian shepherd.
Yeah.
Belgian sheepdog.
Yep. Good. Very good. So that's three dogs in the herding group, and we are going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information and mail you out some wellness pet food gift vouchers and a Dog Talk Show car sticker.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank
you.
Thanks
so
for calling
much.
In, Dawn.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
And I'd like to talk to Jenny in Seattle on line three and see if she's got three more herding breeds, and we can get her out some Bit of Love treats as well as a Dog Talk Show car sticker.
All right, our runner-up.
Our runner-up. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
So you have three herding breeds? Three more herding breeds?
Sure, three more.
All right.
How about Border Collie?
Yeah.
King Shepherd?
King Shepherd. I haven't heard of a King Shepherd.
Well, I have to say I'm cheating. I'm looking at a whole list of names of herding dogs online. So.
Oh, I see. Well, that's that's all right. It's a lesson that you. How about two more?
Okay. How about a Kerry Blue Terrier?
Okay.
And a reindeer herder. Believe it or not, that's it.
What website are you on?
Oh, it's like Wikipedia, a link from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Talks about herding dog as a breed, and then it goes on to this quite extensive list of herding dogs.
Okay.
Mythical, magical dogs, reindeer herders.
Jenny, thanks for calling in, and we're going to get you out some Bit of Love treats and a Dog Talk Show car sticker. And we're going to send you back to Darcy to get your information. All right?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Bye. Man.
She hit the jackpot with all those.
She did. She did. Now, I didn't know, I haven't heard of a couple of those dogs. The one that I was thinking of is a Rottweiler.
Rottweiler?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that as being a herding dog.
Yes, they are. Herding and guarding. But they have a very strong herding instinct. A lot of people don't know that about Rotties.
I knew about the guarding.
Yeah. Corgis and Australian Shepherds and there's just a whole bunch of them. German Shepherds, all those guys. Herding breeds tend to be the ones that always need a job.
If Shepherd's in the name,
exactly,
chances are good. They're
the chances are good.
Yes.
Although, as we know, like with Boston Terrier, they're actually not in the Terrier group.
Right.
They are from Boston, though. Yes.
Oh, they are from Boston.
I heard unicorns are also really good at herding dogs.
Speaking of the magical, mythical breeds.
Right. Okay. Well, very well done. We got a flurry of calls there. Darcy was just flying around all over there in the booth, getting those calls answered. So good job to Dawn in North Bend. We're going to be getting her out $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers, and to Jenny in Seattle. And we're going to get her out some Bit of Love treats, and they both get Dog Talk Show car stickers. I would be happy to send anybody a Dog Talk Show car sticker if you just send me an email at host@dogtalkshow.com and just send me your address. I'll get one out in the mail to you, and you can slap it on your car or your bike or your water bottle or your helmet or anything like that. And it also has the website on it, too, so that you can refer to that, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. So the Super Nanny, Eric, I've only seen a couple of her shows, but she basically comes into these households, these parents that write into her, and their kids are just at like
out of control,
totally out of control, swearing at them, and I mean it's just like, man, things are just bad. Things went real bad.
Mm-hmm.
They
think they've given birth to Damien.
Yes,
from The Omen.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Oh, it was a horror movie back in the 80s, I think, where their kid was actually the son of Satan.
Oh.
And so he was a bad kid, as
yes,
you might expect.
I would imagine. Well, the super nanny comes in, and she basically, you know, works with the parents. So she doesn't train the kids so much. She does work with the kids, but she really works with the parents and, you know, teaching them how to change their behaviors, how to mm-hmm. respond to the kids in order to get what they want from the kids. And there was this one episode where there were two kids, I think they might have been twins, brother and sister, who would always get up out of bed and I think come into their room. So they wouldn't fall asleep in their room. They would get up out of bed and come into their room, and they would, like, would, they could not get them to just sleep in their own beds. And they shared a room. Mm-hmm. So the super nanny had them, they took turns, one parent at a time, where they put the kids to bed, said goodnight, turned out the lights, and then I think sat on the floor. And so they had like a video camera, you know, night vision camera in there so that you could see what was happening. But the kids would get up out of bed kind of one at a time over and over again. And the super nanny just instructed the parents to pick them up, put them back into bed. And I don't remember if they said anything, but if they did say anything, it was just like go to bed or, you know, something like really, right, really flat. Stay calm, not get upset. Just put them back into bed. And this went on for, I think it was like an hour and a half.
Wow.
That they had to sit on the floor and put those kids back into bed. And they finally passed out and went to sleep. And stayed in their beds for the night. But they had to go through that initial establishing of, okay, you've been getting away with this for probably...
Months and months.
Maybe even, you know, more than a year. They were pretty young, but they were old enough that they were sleeping in, you know, big kid beds and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And it's the thing that I really got was... that it's just about, you know, when I work with my clients, how I can see that relates to dog training is that if you ask your dog to, like, lay down, for instance, or, you know, to do something, and you've taught the dog what the word means, so they understand what the request is, that if you ask the dog to do it, that it's so important that you end up getting it. Because a lot of times dogs will test you.
Yeah.
And just, you know... Well, I'm not going to do it. And what are you going to do if I don't do it?
Right.
I mean, I've got to start videotaping this stuff because it's so funny to watch the dogs. It's funny, but it's illuminating into how their thought process goes, because they'll just sit there and be like, am I going to do it? You know, they kind of have this version of a thought process. And then, so it's really important for people to just stay with it and stay in it. And with dogs, you don't have to. You know, it's never in the 7 years that I've been training dogs full time. It's never taken me anywhere close to an hour and a half to get a dog to do, you know,
right,
to follow through. So there's a difference between kids and dogs. Kids are more complex, obviously. And, but it's just important to stay with it. A lot of time people give up way too soon. It's like you ask the dog a few times to lay down and they don't do it. And it's like, I won't do it. Or you start yelling and it's like, okay, slow down. Make sure the dog understands what you're asking him to do. And then if they don't do it, you know, tell them no, or whatever your word is that identifies to the dog, that was the wrong choice. Ask him again. Mm-hmm. And you just stay in it until they do it. And then finally they will do it. And then once they do, you praise them and then, okay, and then you release them. But it's that, you know, the proof is in the pudding kind of thing. So
makes sense.
Sticking with it is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people really realize that they just go too fast and they repeat the command over and over and over again. And they're not really present to the dogs. And then they give up and the dogs are just like, well, I don't really have to listen. So very interesting. Sometimes I feel like the super nanny.
There you are. The super nanny of dogs.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. I'm just walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. Yeah, it's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong. My life is lonely and blue.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Lord, I'm happy 'cause I'm just walking my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong, yeah. It's just me and my dog, singing our song, strolling along.
All right, welcome back to the Dog Talk Show, brought to you in part by Wellness Pet Food. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And it is indeed a good sunny day to walk your dog.
Exactly. I was just going to say, we started the show talking about what a great day to walk your dog. So.
And I have said before many times that one of my favorite things to do of all time is to just walk through the woods with my dogs.
Mm-hmm. And you can have that song going through your head as you do it.
Now I can have that song going through my head. Speaking of songs going through my head, I last week started, we were talking about Delilah.
Yes.
And how when I have listened to her, I've often thought that when she asks you who's on your heart, mm-hmm. I've often thought of one of my dogs.
Right.
So
now we'll have love songs with Julie.
Yes.
For your dog.
Not trying to get too weird on you here, but I'm going because I lost my dog a few weeks ago, and so I'm going to be playing songs at the end of each show. So the song that we exit the show with will be a song dedicated to Chewy, and that I opened up to listeners to email me
their requests for dedications to their dogs.
And so you can email me at host@dogtalkshow.com, and you can tell me a little bit about your dog. If you'd like me to select a song for your dog, I would be happy to. But it's just going to be a quick thing. It's not, you know, it's not a huge, but I just think it's kind of cute. So, and if nobody emails me about their dogs, then I'm just going to have to keep playing songs about Chewy. So not about Chewy, but for him. So, so let's try that. If you have a song, if you want me to dedicate a song to your dog or the exiting song, then, send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com. And, so the question, a question that a lot of people have is, what is a good age to get a puppy? Because different breeders let their dogs go at different ages. Assuming that you're getting a dog from a breeder, of course, always a great thing to adopt dogs as well from shelters and rescue groups.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have puppies as well. But the puppy development is a very sort of fast-happening, intense thing. And I have some information here from an article called Another Look at the 49th Day by Dr. Ed Bailey. And it was first printed in Gun Dog magazine in 1994 and then printed again in 98. And I also have a handout here from the Academy of Canine Behavior up in Bothell that has sort of a developmental timeline. And I started to get into this last week when we had a caller. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about this so that people have some more information about actually what goes on with puppies when they're that young, when they are weeks old, and kind of talk about what maybe makes the most sense. Puppies, when they are 5 to 8 weeks, so 3 to 5 weeks, they kind of just start developing coordination. There's more play. But then 5 to 8 weeks, they start imprinting socially more. They start playing with each other. They start playing out dominance games with each other. They're learning skills, social skills with other dogs, like bite inhibition. And, you know, it's really important that they have the interaction with their litter mates and their usually just their mom. And then also really important that they have human interaction, too. So I know that a lot of breeders will really go out of their way to socialize their puppies if they have a litter of puppies, that they bring the puppies, you know, up into a pen, like in the kitchen or in a main area of the house, so that the dogs get used to the clanging of pots and pans. They get used to people walking by. They get handled by people a lot. I know that when I worked up at the Academy of Canine Behavior, which is where I did my apprentice program several years ago, the owner breeds Irish Water Spaniels. And she used to have the trainers rotate daily few times a day and go up and handle the puppies. And, you know, it was all structured to be a very positive experience, but that they get used to being picked up by people, by lots of different types of people, that they got used to sounds, that they got used to walking on a leash. Just kind of really basic stuff that she did right from weeks old, because these are times when dogs just really have this like window of imprint. And it's a short window, and when you miss it, you miss it. And it's really hard to work. You know, it takes a lot of desensitizing, and it depends on temperament and stuff like that to sort of get a dog out of an association that's problematic, like fear of people or something mm-hmm. like that, if they haven't had that opportunity. One of the major issues with puppy mill dogs is these puppies have very little, if no, human interaction. Oftentimes they have interaction with other dogs, but they have little to no human interaction, little to no environmental interaction other than just a cage. And also a lot of times the interaction that they have with people are people who are running these facilities and probably don't always handle them very nicely. And they just don't get that opportunity to really socialize. And they're also so young. So a lot of these dogs are getting shipped out somehow, Eric, I don't know how, either by airplane or it's got to be airplane. I can't imagine they're just trucked somewhere. But
well, they seem to be treating them like just another commodity.
Well,
in
it's
a
like
lot of these,
yeah, hauling chickens.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's entirely possible.
It's a good question. I'm going to try to find that out. But this is all happening. So 8 to 11 weeks, in this article, I think it says 6 to 10 weeks. Is a very high imprint time, often called the fear imprint period. And they're just very impressed by their environment at this time because it has survival implications it would in the wild. And so if you imagine like this little 6 or 7 week old puppy getting put into a crate onto a plane where it's, you know, uncomfortable, cold, the pressure's not regulated as well, all this kind of stuff, and then getting basically transplanted to another environment without much individual attention to the dog's needs and also not much opportunity to socialize with people. A lot of times you see dogs that have not only health issues as a result of this breeding, but also behavioral issues as well. And then, so it's just so important. That's why I think, okay, good breeder. What breeder is going to just ship these young baby puppies off to who knows where? Whether it's a puppy mill or not, I don't imagine that it's a very reputable breeder who would choose to do that with their dogs. And I think that a lot of reputable breeders agree with me on that. I know that I have had some conversations. So, but then after the developmental phase of interest today is adolescence. And this is where a lot of people start to see the changes in their dog's behavior. And this happens roughly, the window is between 6 months and 2 years. So a dog at about 6 months hits adolescence, and then they are technically through adolescence and considered adult by about two. And there's always going to be variation between the individuals. So, you know, one dog might hit adolescence closer to 5 months. Another dog might hit adolescence closer to 7 months. So there is, you know, it's sort of a general window. And typically larger breeds develop slower than small breeds. But adolescence, so we have an adolescent dog right now. Boy, do we ever have an adolescent dog right now. Levi, the cattle dog, is about a year and 3 months. So he's pretty much smack in the middle of adolescence. And he is really showing it like an adolescent. It's so funny to watch him. He has his good days and his not so good days. And he just gets, you know, gets this attitude, and he gets mad at things. And he'll walk by his food bowl or a toy or something and just kind of like slam it like he just is taking it out. And he's a wonderful dog, and he's so funny. And it's just, it's interesting to just sort of witness and be present to his experience as himself as an adolescent, because we will raise him through this, and then he'll be an adult dog, and he'll even out, and he'll start to be able to handle his energy better and all this. But it is just something else to just raise an adolescent dog, because I work with a lot of people who have dogs from 6 months to 2 years, because they're like, okay, what happened? What's going on with my dog? Because they're doing behaviors that they didn't do before. They started barking, or they started doing this dominance behavior, aggressive behavior, or ultra submissive behavior, and all that. And those things typically start to show up close to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a specific interaction that we sort of noticed for ourselves with Levi that I'm going to share with you when we come back. If you have a question about your dog, feel free to give us a call as well. We have some time left to take a caller. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Lily runs when you look away. Lily leaves kisses on your collar. Lily, 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 stay. Lily comes when you stop to call.
Wellness Natural Food for Pets uses simple, pure, authentic ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. All wellness recipes include lean meats, whole grains, fruits, and veggies with no meat byproducts, no wheat, no corn, no soy, or artificial preservatives. For an exclusive savings offer and to find wellness at a pet specialty retailer near you, visit wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. That's wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. Join Wellness on Facebook and Twitter today.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, we'll welcome back two of our most popular guests. Adventure travelers, educator, and author Helen and Bill Thayer will be in the studio with us. We'll hear all about what they've been up to since our last visit with them, and Helen will share all the details about their plans for their next big adventure. On Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Get your dog to smile with treats good enough for for people, but specially made for dogs. Introducing Bitolove, the treat that's made in the U.S. with USDA-inspected meat, without any artificial flavors, colors, or byproducts. It's guaranteed to make them smile. So the next time your four-legged family member comes walking through the doggy door after a hard day of chasing birds and digging holes, put a big smile on their face with some slow, roasted, mouth-watering Bitolove dog treats. And don't forget to stop by Bitolove.com to learn more about our variety of flavors.
The Barking Lounge is Seattle's premier dog daycare and overnight boarding facility. With 24-hour supervision dedicated to the health and well-being of your pooch, it's no wonder why the Barking Lounge was voted best doggy daycare in Western Washington. New customers can mention this ad and receive a free temperament test and day of play care, a $44 value. Offer available for a limited time, valid for new customers only, and has no cash value.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Lily leaves kisses on your collar. Lily, 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 stay. One day she passed him by, a twinkle in her eye. He said she was meant for me.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. You never cease to amaze me, Eric.
Okay.
With your songs.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's Pink Martini.
That was a good one. Yeah. Maybe we should come up with a CD, a compilation of your dog songs.
Not a bad idea. We could at least post it up on the Dog Talk Show website, and then folks could go out and find those songs themselves.
I mean,
now that everything's available on online, on iTunes and whatnot, they could certainly put together the ultimate dog compilation.
That's right. We'll have to start a...
Doggone Hits, we'll call it.
Uh-oh. We'll have to start a music archive on the website.
There you go.
Okay, so...
What record label would it be on?
Oh, no.
HMV, of course.
What's that?
Or His Master's Voice or RCA.
Oh, right, right, right.
They had the famous logo with the dog listening into the old Vitrola.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to share a story about Levi, also known as Wowie. It just happens.
And he's the year and a half, the teenage dog that you were just talking about
year
here
and
in
3 months.
This last segment.
Yeah. So adolescence is between 6 months and 2 years. And he's about smack in the middle of it. And he's a cattle dog, so they are intense, hard, herding dogs and very smart. And he's just hysterical sometimes. And we love him to pieces. And he's also very challenging and all this kind of stuff. And it's also just so adorable to see him going through adolescence as well as challenging. Because he just is like, he's this angsty teenager, and he just, when he gets fired up, we will say, like, he's on fire tonight. Oh, he's having a night. And he'll just kind of, like, walk it out of the kitchen or walk into the kitchen. You can just tell he's like, and he'll just go and, like, bam, like, smack his bowl and then send it flying into the wall and then just keep walking. Like, it's like a kid. Yeah.
World.
I mean, so... But so he has a kennel, and he has typically been really, really good about going into his kennel. Like, we can tell him to go into his kennel from anywhere in the house, and he'll just, like, take off. He's like, oh, gotta go in the kennel, and then just, like, beeline it for the kennel. It's been amazing. Wowie, go to your kennel, and he just whoop, goes right into his kennel. Well, he's started testing us now on that. And what we've noticed is also happening kind of alongside of that at the same time is that the kennel's been kind of starting to get like a negative association. Like he's going into his kennel because he needs to just like calm down for a second. Like he's kind of going nuts. He's flying around all over the place. He's jumping over the couch, all this kind of stuff. And so it's like, okay, let's just put him in his kennel, give him a timeout, kind of, not as a punishment, but just to kind of chill him out. But we, you know, sometimes are like, Levi, you know, let's go in your kennel. And then he started blowing us off, like taking off down the hall, going in the other direction. He used to always be so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like starting to sort of feed into this like, oh, wowie, you're so bad. Like, get in your kennel. And we noticed like, okay, wait a minute. We need to be careful because it's now starting to have a negative kind of energy around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's being bad and we're saying how bad he is. And we're just kind of like feeding into this whole thing. And that's not helping him to, you know, move through his adolescence and in a balanced way and all this kind of stuff. So we kind of like reset with the kennel, and it's like, okay, we need to really start just working, going back to those basics of positive association, so that when he goes into his kennel, he starts getting treats again. It's like a happy thing, a good thing. He's going into his kennel, he gets rewarded. Good boy, you know, all this kind of stuff, as opposed to like, oh, you're so naughty, get in that, you know. So it's really, you just have to be careful with what you create, because you really can sort of make it go one way or the other with how you are being, and we noticed that with how we were being with him. Like, hey, wait a second, this is kind of starting to get like, we're starting to kind of feed into this whole thing too, and we need to kind of knock that off. And we got derailed a little bit, so.
Which is easy to do.
It's very easy to do.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, it's, you know, when I'm working with them with their own dogs, it's like, hey, listen, I've got my own dogs. It's much easier to work with other people's dogs than it is your own. Because, you know, when you're living with them day in and day out, and, you know, it's much harder than if you're just in a training session every time and everything's sort of set up your way. So, so if you find that, you know, if you kind of connect to that in some way, or that resonates for you, where your dog is being defiant or acting out or doing this sort of thing, and then it starts to kind of turn into this, you know, oh, you're being naughty, or you're starting to kind of like get amped up, or you're not staying calm, or starting to relate to the dog as being a naughty dog as opposed to being a good dog. Just try to kind of switch your perspective, start making things really positive for them, and it will definitely help that. So we just started doing this, but we've definitely noticed a difference in Levi's willingness and experience in going into his kennel. That it's more of a positive thing, and we've definitely need to keep doing that consistently. So consistency is also extremely important in that kind of setting. Consistency and follow through really are the most important things, I think. And also that at the end of the day, or at the end of the session, that the dog has a positive feel to it, that it's really important that you do establish yourself with your dog, that you establish space, that you establish with the dog that when I ask you to do something, you have to do it, but that you have an overall positive feel, that you're not, you know, yelling at your dog or getting angry if they don't do it, because then your chances of actually getting it are just kind of go way down when you start to get angry. So staying calm and trying to just be present and give yourself, both of you, plenty of time and just stay with it. Keep after them, and then eventually they do it, and then when they do, you praise the heck out of them, and you'll end up with much better results that way, and your dogs will be more happy to work with you that way as well. But also understanding that you will always get what you ask for. So we are on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. I don't tweet too much, but I do tweet sometimes about, you know, guests coming up, and kind of it's a good way to just get a reminder about the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find us on Twitter at Dog Talk Show. That's the name, Dog Talk Show, just like the website, dogtalkshow.com. If you would like a Dog Talk Show car sticker, just send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com. And send me your mailing address, and I'll be happy to get one out to you. Eric, I got an email from someone in Pennsylvania.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Found us online.
Our and first she pen
said,
pal.
She said she... that was a good one. She said she loves the show so much that she listens to the archive shows in between the new shows.
Wonderful.
Like she probably caught us at some point and then is catching up as the weeks go on. And so I got her out a few car stickers and that was excellent. So I love to hear from listeners. If you have any show ideas or anything like that, it's great. Host@dogtalkshow.com. And we will be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to tell us what the song is that we're dedicating to Chewy today?
Well, it's I don't know the title of the song, but it's from the Judds.
All right.
And we just saw Wynonna. But I used to sing this to him when he was in the car. I used to substitute you for Chew. So enjoy. Thanks for listening to The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
About you, baby. Had a dream about me and you. Had a dream and I woke up crying. Well, I can try, but I just can't stop. And the time's dragging by tick-tock. Oh, my heart, it just can't love no one but you.